So just to be as exciting as the boys, the Santa Avalon team, 18-4 on the season and finished 6-2 in the Carol Livingston Activities Conference this past season, and they have a lot of balance. They got three scorers in double digits. That is Haley Rucker, Samantha Rockles, and Hannah Colliver, and all three of them will play integral parts in this game for Santa Avalon. Meanwhile, for Green City, they're 22-4 on the year, 7-0 in the Tri-County, and they have one more regular season conference game to go before they wrap up conference play, but they're coming in on a roll. Again, another district championship for the Lady Gophers. Leading away is Brooke Littrell, the junior Truman commit. 31 points a game with 11 rebounds a game. Leads the team in three-pointers, field goal, free throws, assists, steals. You name the category, that will be the person the Ty Avalon Lady Dragons will have the task of slowing down. Coming up next, you'll hear from Dana Henson, third-year coach of the Ty Avalon Lady Dragons. And then afterwards, you will hear from six-year Green City Lady Gopher coach Cody Moore. We're getting ready for our Class 1 girls' sectional game on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
Kellen Hatcher, your Sullivan County agent, is a proud supporter of the Green City Gophers.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Farmers Bank of Green City, serving the agricultural community for more than 60 years, is an independent and locally owned community bank. Farmers Bank, with locations in Green City and Milan, encourage you to stop in and check out the full line of services available, including agricultural, real estate, and consumer loans, online banking, and mobile banking. Also, be sure to check out their certificate of deposit specials. For the best and hometown-friendly service, call on Farmers Bank of Green City. Proud supporters of the Green City Gophers, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Here on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com, we're getting ready for the Class 1 Girls Sectional Contest between the Tina Avalon Lady Dragons and the Green City Lady Gophers. Dana Henson, the Lady Dragon coach, joining us, and they're in their first Class 1 Sectional in 25 years. What was that celebration like this past week, Coach?
Well, I'll tell you what, it was fun. I mean, the girls were so excited. The community was excited. Just the looks on their faces, it was priceless. And now we had to refocus them and say, okay, now we got to get down to business.
Yeah, so with that said, first time in this sectional, how do you feel like your team is prepared for this moment?
Well, it's their first time. I used to coach at Harrisburg back when I first started, back in 1981. And so I was a coach there and was the head coach when we won six district championships there and got to the quarterfinals twice during my time there. And so it's amazing for me. This is 26 years for me since I've been a coach of a district championship team. And so I'm trying to recall all those memories of how I got my teams prepared and how, we talk about, being ready and what we need to do. So I'm hoping that experience I have will carry over into my players.
Hannah Colliver is your lone senior on this team, averaging about 13.5 per game. What really stands out about her this season?
Well, I'm gonna correct you there a little bit. I actually have two seniors. Chloe Forrest is also a senior, but
sorry about that. But go ahead.
Hannah Colliver is a good inside player for us. She's a tough defender. She rebounds well, and she has the knack to block shots. In her career, she's blocked over 100 shots this year. So she's done an excellent job for me and a great team player and a good leader.
Again, Dana Hansen, Tyna Avalon, Lady Dragon coach, joining us here on the Superstation. All right, you're taking up against the Green City Lady Gophers, i.e. you're also taking up against one of the best players in this area in Brooke Littrell. How the heck are you going to slow her down?
Well, a player like Brooke, you're not going to stop her. She's going to find ways to score, and she can score in so many ways, whether it's inside or pulling up to shoot a three or driving the ball to the basket and pulling up to shoot the short jumper, making a steal and taking it to the other end. She scores in so many ways that you can only hope that you can contain her and make sure that her teammates don't, have a special night.
So what's going to be key to containing the others in getting Tyna Avalon into the state quarterfinals?
Well, I think as a team, we play good team defense, and we always like to put pressure on the ball in one way, shape, or form in the half-court area. Again, I've stressed all year, just like any coach would, we've got to control the boards. If we can control the boards in this game tomorrow night, then we have a good chance of winning this game.
Dana Hansen, Tyna Avalon Lady Dragon coach, joining us here on the Superstation. Coach, appreciate the time. Best of luck tonight.
All right, thanks a lot.
And coming up next, we'll catch up with Green City coach Cody Moore as we're getting ready for the Class 1 Girls Sectionals on Crest.
The loss of a loved one is often a devastating experience for a family. You can relieve some of the stress that a family experiences by stopping by Rushmeyer Funeral Home with chapels in Green City, Milan, and Browning, and let the Rushmeyer family know what your wishes are. They provide a place to cry, to laugh, and most importantly, the opportunity to begin the healing process that follows the loss of a loved one. Whether it's a traditional or unique service, Rushmeyer Funeral Home will guide you through the process. You can trust the Rushmeyer family to serve your family.
The Gophers at the Green City R1 schools are hard at work this school year. They're busy in the classroom, in athletics, and with so many school activities. For parent resources, job opportunities, student activities, a calendar of events, and a whole lot more, visit Green City R1 Schools online at greencity.k12.mo.us. The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the Green City R1 School District proudly salute their Green City Gophers. Work hard, play hard. We are GC.
We're back here on Crest, centralmoinfo.com at Chillicothe High School, getting ready for girls Class 1 sectionals between the Tyna Avalon Lady Dragons and the Lady Gophers of Green City. Cody Moore is in his sixth year at the helm as the Green City coach, and they're making their third consecutive sectional appearance. Coach, what's it mean to get back to the sectionals first off?
Oh, it's awesome. At the beginning of the year, obviously that's everybody's hope is to get past the districts, and obviously that was one of our hopes again this year, So here we are making our third straight trip, and obviously we're very excited to be here and hoping we can get a step farther than we made it last year.
Yeah, and 2 years ago you made it to that quarterfinal matchup. You defeated Norburn, and they defeated you last year. This year you get on Tyna Avalon. What did you get to learn about them over the weekend?
Got to watch them film on them, got to watch them play once. So main thing I saw from them was I thought they were a fairly well-balanced team. Didn't see one player that if you take her away that they're going to be a terrible team by any means. I think they've got quite a few girls that can do something right. So I think they're pretty well balanced, and we've just got to be ready to defend each one of them.
Let's talk a little bit about sophomore Gracie Gordon. She has picked up her game as of late. She played a very solid second half in the district championship game. And then you guys had a regular season matchup against Navajo Saturday, and she really took it to them, especially for pretty much most of the game. What have you noticed about the sophomore really stepping up as of late?
Gracie's one of those girls that has grown a lot this year. Worked a lot in the off season, just on some coordination, and so she's been a lot more coordinated this year. Been pulling down boards for us good all year. Like you said, in that second half of that district game, she played extremely well. And main thing with Gracie is she plays excellent defense. I think she's a very smart young lady. Knows how to be in the right spot at all times. So I think she does a great job with that. And yeah, against Novinger, she played once again. She did a good job on the defensive end, and also had ended up at 13 points and 10 rebounds, so her first career double-double, and I think that was a big, big growing experience for her, and I look for big things for her in the years to come, and hopefully she has a good game tonight.
Cody Moore, Green City Lady Gopher coach, joining us here on CrestCentralMoInfo.com. All right, so this is the third year in a row that the Lady Gophers had made the sectionals, so I want to get your take on this. Does the experience of being in this game help you guys, or do you take it from a year-by-year advantage and you just throw everything out of the book, you're in the state tournament, anything goes?
I think the experience definitely helps us. You know, we've been in moments like this before, so it's a little bit easier, I hope, for us to control our emotions. I know in the years past, sometimes if you get down a little bit, sometimes you start to panic and think every possession has to be a five-point possession. I think we've shown growth in that area. I know we played our district semifinal game against La Plata. I think at the end of the first quarter, we were up a couple, and it seemed like the crowd thought that we were in big trouble, and we kind of kept our composure and ended up playing a real good rest of the game. So I think that experience helps to know that, you know, things don't have to go exactly right, and you can still fight through. So, yeah, I think that experience is going to be key tonight.
And what will be key to pick up win number 23 against Tyne Avalon and advance to your second quarterfinal in 3 years?
I think we've just got to come out and play extremely hard on the defensive end. I pride us on playing good defense night in and night out, and I think that has to be the same tonight. We have to play great on the defensive end and let that defense kind of translate into some of our offense. I also think we have to be ready for whatever they throw at us, because not extremely familiar with them and what their coach likes to do. So I think we've just got to be able to adjust and make in-game decisions, and our players have to execute.
Green City coach Cody Moore joining us here on Crest. Best of luck, coach.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Coming up next, it is the Class 1 sectional. Winner will head to Salisbury in the quarterfinal. It's coming up next on Crest.
Sidney's Jerkers has been by your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Smithfield Fresh Meat Division of Milan is a local pork producer who takes great pride in bringing you good food responsibly. Their employees are actively involved in and live in communities representative several area school districts who oftentimes meet each other on the field. Smithfield Milan reminds everyone that friendly competition is great, but to always remember good sportsmanship. Visit their website at www.smithfield.com/careers for job opportunities. Smithfield Milan, proud to be located in the heart of North Central Missouri.
Glenn Simmons and Dr. Marcia Fowler are proud to support the Gopher teams. They take pride in the growing Green City community, which has added a new law firm, a community museum with a new 36-foot by 16-foot cattle mural by local artist Joyce Ayers, which will be going up in 2019 to complement the Arts Incubator, where local artists display their works, a bakery for tasty treats, and a sewing machine repair shop. With a good mayor, Charity Taylor, and city council, Green City is a good place to live and to have a business.
Green City High School, Lady Gopher.
Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this Green City, Tyne Avalon, Class 1 girls sectional possible. To be the Green City R1 schools, Glenn Simmons and Dr. Marcia Fowler Simmons, both of Green City. Smithfield Fresh Meat Division of Milan, Rushmeyer Funeral Home of Browning, Milan, Green City. Farm Bureau agent Kellen Hetcher of Sullivan County. Farmers Bank of Green City of Milan, a simplified funeral solution of Green Castle. Neighbor Telecom Internet Service Provider, North Missouri Tire of Milan, Macon, Kirksville, and Unionville. Shares Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia Online. Samaritan Hospital in Macon. And Sand Sugars, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. This is the first time the Lady Dragons of Tyne Avalon have been in the state sectionals since 1994, 25 years ago, and taking on the Green City Lady Gophers, we're making their third consecutive sectional appearance. Tyne Avalon in District 11 taking on the District 12 champ. They get to wear the home white uniforms since we're in the top part of the bracket of an odd number year, and it will be 5'4" sophomore Haley Rucker, 5'9" sophomore Morgan Brockmeyer, 5'8" sophomore Samantha Ronkles, Hannah Colliver, a 5'8" senior, And another 5'8 senior in Chloe Horace. For the Lady Gophers of Green City, they will start junior Delaney Embry, sophomore Gracie Gordon, junior Brooke Littrell, senior Mary Watt, and sophomore Tanner Tipton. Lady Dragons in home white uniforms with the forest green numbers, black trim surround them, and the Dragons logo across center chest. Meanwhile, for Green City, they're in the row of black uniforms with gold numbers getting trimmed out. You're listening to KRES Moberly online at centralmoinfo.com. Winner will get the Community Pilot Grove winner, a CAC bout taking place down at Sturgeon High School. That quarterfinal is Saturday, 2:45 at Salisbury High School. The opening tip-off will feature Brooke Littrell of the Lady Gophers, Samantha Ronkles for the Lady Dragons. Green City, left to right on your radio dial. Tina Avalon, right to left. Glad you could join us from Chillicothe High School. And it is Green City that wins the opening tip-off over to Delaney Embry. And she takes it all the way to the rim, doesn't go. And Brooke Littrell looks for the rebound. Jump ball right off the get-go. And it'll be Tina Avalon with it. Will we see a lot of press? These two teams have not squared off, as it will be a pass left side for Haley Rucker. Bounce pass under right wing in the layup. Tina Avalon takes the early lead. Hannah Colliver. She has 38 blocks on the season. That is Hannah Colliver. 100 for her high school career. Now Littrell from the right wing. That doesn't fall. And taken by Haley Rucker. Rucker looks around. Across the timeline she goes. Now passes it right wing to Rockles. Up top. Chloe Forrest from the elbow. Now from the charity stripe. The two doesn't go for Brock Meyer, and it's taken by Brooke Littrell. The all-time leading scorer for the Lady Gophers. Down to the rim. Draws the foul. Gets the bucket and one coming up for Brooke Littrell. And a foul will get called on Samantha Ronkles, a 5'8 sophomore, and one coming up for Brooke Littrell. It's on its way and will go in. 3-2 Green City with the lead. They show a little press. And now Grayson Gordon wreaks havoc, and Littrell draws the turnover. Courtesy of Gordon on the left side. Embry, the two, off the back and in. Tina Avalon started on a 2-0 run. Green City now on a 5-0 run. Just like the boys' sectional, not an empty seat here at Chillicothe for the girls' sectional. At the top of the key, Chloe Forrest, her shot is blocked by Littrell. Up the floor, they will give it to her from Tipton. At the top now, right wing to Delaney Embry. Back to Littrell. Let's go to the left side for Mary Watt. She will do just that. Now right side, Embry. Has space inside, finds Gordon, back door, and her two, too strong. Gracie Gordon had her first career double-double Saturday against Navajer. And Cody Moore has really liked the way she's been playing as of late. Sophomore, first-year starter on the Lady Gopher lineup. Up the floor, here's Colliver, right baseline, here's Brockmeyer. On the other side, it is Ruckles. 5-4 Green City. Littrell, right side, in the elbow for Watt. Cutting down low is Littrell. Now they come back up top to Embry. Plays catch. Embry inside. Gordon back out. Watt, a three for her. She drains it. A rare three for Mary Watt. Her second all season. And it's 4-8 Green City. Hannah Colliver, now left side. Brockmeyer answers. From the left baseline. Here's Littrell. Key in this game for Tina Avalon. Can they stop the others with the Lady Gophers? That was going to be key with head coach Dana Henson. Up the floor. Here's Rucker. The right block shot in and out. Littrell the rebound. She takes a tumble. Finds Embry still nevertheless. Now taken away by Tina Avalon. It's Ronkles. Now to Culliver. Top of the key, Brockmeyer, the three off the back. Littrell grabs the rebound. Up the floor to the inside. Littrell coast to coast. Foul called. She'll go to the line. And this foul will be called on Hannah Culliver. And so Littrell will shoot two. That first one off the front for Miss Littrell, who is likely going to end up being a three-time Crest All-Star by the end of the season. Second shot is off the front and back in. Now they draw a turnover. Littrell off of the putback, and that's not going to go. Time to Avalon to rebound. It's Chloe Forrest, the 5'8 senior, one of two on this Lady Dragon team. Over to the left side for Brockmeyer. Now Littrell tips it, gets the steal, and she is in to the clear, all the way up to Green City. And an easy layup for Brooke Littrell. 5 points, and we get a timeout called by Tana Avalon. 11-6 lead, 30-second timeout with a 4:28 to go here in the first quarter. And already a good start for the Lady Gophers as they lead 11-6. And again, we want to remind you that this is a contest that will lead you to the path of the Show Me Showdown. Two more wins, and you're heading down to Springfield. And this edition of Show Me Showdown is for Class 1, 2, and 3. It will be held at March 7th, 8th, and 9th at JQH Arena in the historic Hammond Center on the campus of Missouri State University in Springfield. See what March Mayhem is all about at Show Me Showdown 2019. And for more information or game information, time-specific times for semifinals and championships and third-place games, log on to Misha.org. So full timeout, and here is Haley Rucker, the leading scorer for the Lady Dragons, drops one off to Brockmeyer. Now back up top, Chloe Forrest looks around. Left side, Brockmeyer. Now to Runkles. To the right side, Forrest tries to attack. Now to Brockmeyer. Up top, Runkles. Left side. Tyne Avalon staying patient to the inside. Culliver, her two, is off the front. Good defense by the Lady Gophers. Here's Littrell for Green City. Right side wide. Back up top to Littrell. Long three from the right side, and now we'll go to the right. And out. Lady Dragons will take it. Here's Runkles. Right side for Forrest. Now over to Culliver. Down low, Brockmeyer wide open.
Morgan Brockmeyer.
About as easy of a layup as you'll get if you're Morgan Brockmeyer. Inside, Tanner Tipton. Back on the right, or left side, and this is Mary Watt.
2-point basket, Mary Watt.
She has 5 points here to start things out. At the top, here's Brockmeyer for Tyne Avalon. Runkles, now to Forrest. Plays catch and try to throw it in and right into the quads of Brooke Littrell. She'll take it the other way. Dribbles the right side through two underhander, no problem. 15-8 Green City. 2:50 to go in the opening quarter. Left side, Brockmeyer, the two over. Taken away by Tipton. Now to Littrell for Green City. Left right on the radio dial they go. Littrell, right wing. Out top. Embry. Back to Littrell. They go with a matchup zone here of being the Lady Dragons. Now inside. Littrell. Contested two. Left wing. Taken by Tipton. Now to Embry. Now Tipton back up top, and it'll be a travel on Tipton. Now we have a brief delay here as Rucker will take it for the Lady Dragons. Now to Forrest. Chloe Forrest, 5'8 senior, averaging about 6.5 a game. Left elbow now over to Brockmeyer. Brockmeyer back over to Force. She's guarded by Littrell. Lobs one inside, and now another turnover by Green City. Littrell the other way in transition. Two, count it, and an one coming up. Nine for Littrell in this opening quarter. Haley Rucker with the foul for Tina Avalon. And here comes an and one for Littrell off the front. Here's Hannah Culliver. Drops it off to Rucker. Rucker takes it right wing. Now over to Brockmeyer. Now to Forst. Directing traffic. Now down to the baseline. Fade away. Brockmeyer. That goes off the front. And it is offensive rebound. Runkles her two over. Littrell the rebound. All the way up to the floor. Baseball pass it to Laney Embry. And that's about as easy of a two as you're going to get. A full timeout call by Tina Avalon. 19-8. All Green City to start things out on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Nemer Telecom is building better broadband because they understand the need for internet technology today and in the future. Internet needs will only increase over time, and Nemer Telecom is prepared. When demand outgrows satellite and wireless internet supplies, Nemer Telecom is ready. How's 100 meg sound? That's their fastest speed now. Plus, their customers get unlimited data, a secure network, and bandwidth to stream video on many devices at the same time. Visit their website, www.nemer.net, and sign up today.
...19-8 out of the full timeout. Green City with the lead over Tina Avalon. Green City trying to get to their second quarterfinal in 3 years. Last time they were there, they fell to Prairie Home as Delaney Embry bats one out from Tina Avalon pass just on the left wing. And again, the Lady Dragons, their first sectional in 25 years on the girls' side. Down the baseline. Looking for the two is Rucker. Foul called. She'll go to the line. And it looks like this will belong to Mary Watt, the senior. Her first. And so Haley Rucker will go take two. She is a second-year starter for the Lady Dragons. That goes off the back. It was actually a little bit of an interesting turning point, the way she got her varsity career started. Tina Avalon used to have Kennedy Crow, who transferred to Norburn just before the season started. And so that put Rucker into the lineup. And then a senior for the Lady Dragons had an ACL tear. And so she got a lot of playing time last year as a starter. And she is their now leading scorer. Right now, she's been held pointless. 19-9, Lady Gophers with the lead at the top. Here's Ronkles down low, back out top. Now they'll come around to Rucker. Right wing, Brockmeyer. Now to Forst. Inside, trying to lob one over Culver, and she will do just that. Worked on Tipton. And a Culver with four. 19-11. Littrell, high post down low. Tipton, the two, got it. Foul call. And that will belong to Culver. It'll be her second. Only two extra players available for Tina Avalon for the most part. And now it will be Sydney Bryce coming to the table. And the first shot will go for Tipton. Tipton is also a first-year starter on this Lady Gopher team. does a lot on the rebounding, and the and one's going to go. At the top, we'll get Haley Rucker. To the left side, Rockmeyer. Back over to Forrest. Now on to the right wing for Rockles. Down on the left baseline, Brockmeyer. And now taken by Rucker. Turnaround at the buzzer. It will not fall for Brockmeyer. 22-11, Green City with the lead on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com.
There's an old saying, you get what you pay for, and that's especially true with tires. Let's face it, the box store sells cheap tires. At North Missouri Tire of Macon, Milan, Kirksville, and Unionville, they sell quality tires that last longer at comparable prices.
Hey, Mark,
they offer
a
full selection of tires and services for your auto, farm, and commercial truck provided by experienced, qualified technicians with 24-hour on- or off-the-road service even after the sale. Now that's something the box store can't offer. Visit them online at NorthMissouriTire.com.
Mazumac offers you the best of both worlds.
Mazumac
is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it towards your Mazumac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mazumac student today. MACC, the college for you.
That was insane. All right, we're back on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com, getting ready to start the second quarter of the Lady Gophers and the Tiny Avalon Lady Dragons. While that is going on, we also have Mr. Jason White, the Linn County Mustang coach, joining us here talking about that thrilling comeback, 60-58, I beg your pardon. And Coach, we'll get to you here in just a moment. Here's a Watt, that's not going to go, and it's going to deflect out, and now on to the right side, or left side, it's Haley Rucker. All right, so you were down at 10 going into the fourth quarter, and then you outscored Slater 23-11. How the heck did you do that?
Well, we went back to our strength. We took the ball to the hole. You know, we fell in love with the outside shot for a little bit there in the middle part of the game, you know, and we just can't, we're too good inside to live and die by the three, so I thought Jace did a great job of stepping up tonight and taking the ball to the basket.
Missed three as the travel is called now on Green City. And let's just talk a little bit about just what Jace has meant to this Linn County program. Just the fact that in some aspects, he put the team on his shoulders there about midway through the fourth quarter. And it's like anything that was going to go as Broncos makes it two for Tina Avalon, he was not going to miss. Is that just simply his demeanor in close games like that?
Yeah, I mean, he's grown and matured a lot. You know, he's played a lot of big minutes for us. You know, tonight was just that's just who he is. You know, he wants to win as bad as anybody out there on the floor. And, man, he hit some big shots. That three hit was huge for us, you know, at a time where we needed it. And then just taking the ball to the basket. But, yeah.
Especially Michael O'Kane, really strong second half, especially in the final few minutes. And he ultimately got the game-winning bucket on the right wing. What was that play design, and how did he end up getting open there?
I said, get the ball.
Embry with a three.
I said, get the ball across half court and give it to Jace, and then everybody clear out. We'll take the last shot. And Michael's a great kid. He's a basketball smart kid. You know, he just did what his instincts took over, and he took it to the hole. And, you know, he knows he's always got a green light with me, and I feel like that gives him confidence, but that was a great pull-up shot. He told me after the game, he said, I couldn't even hardly see the rim, and I said, I think maybe that actually helped you because all the shots where you're looking at the rim, you're throwing up bricks.
Literal gets a layup as Jason White again, Linn County Mustang coach, joining us here on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com. All right, so you guys have gotten used to these close games. You've been on both sides of it. Going in with that experience, how important was that, especially down the stretch?
Well, I mean, you know, I told you yesterday when we were talking, when we're at full strength, we're pretty good. When I say full strength, I'm saying I got six kids that will go out on the floor at any given minute. And not to take anything away from the other kids on the bench, but those six kids, I can have any combination of the six out there, and we can be pretty deadly if we're smart. And tonight, in the fourth quarter, we just got smart.
On the right elbow, a three for Brooke Littrell. It's now a 30-13 lead for the Green City Lady Gophers with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. All right, now we're looking ahead. They're 1-0 away from reaching the Show Me Showdown the first time since 1967. You get Wellsville. What do you know about
him? Honestly, I don't know anything about him yet. I'm going to go do my homework and just see, you know, what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are, and we're gonna keep attacking the middle of the floor. I can say that much.
All right. Jason White, appreciate you joining us here, and congrats on the quarterfinal appearance, and we'll see you Saturday.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thanks for the coverage.
Yeah, not a problem. Jason White, Linn County Mustang coach, joining us here on CrescentCentralMOInfo.com. And again, Linn County advancing to Class 1 quarterfinals to take on Slater. They won 60-58. Haven't missed much in regards to the buckets, as I alluded in the post-game interviews. Now, a literal missed layup for Green City. Now it is Tana Avalon at the top. It's Chloe Forst. Forst now up for Brockmeyer. They go down low. Now back up top for Bronkles. Bronkles to Rucker. The underhand two and a foul called, and this will belong, it looks like, to Tanner Tipton, as going up in the act of shooting was Haley Rucker. That'll be her first. And the first is on its way and off the back. Hannah Colliver into the game for Tina Avalon. Checking out is Brockmeyer. And Sydney Bryce is also in the game for the Lady Dragons and Tina Avalon. Second one is off the right and in. First 2 points for Rucker in this contest. Littrell up the left wing. Guarded closely by Rucker. Now down low. Tipped him back out. Embry. Now Littrell left wing on her three is over. And it'll be a rebound by Samantha Ronkles. Rucker looks at her head coach, Dana Henson, of what to do with it. We'll go over to Forst. Lobs one down low in a pushing foul off of the dish from Rucker. And let's see who this will belong to. Gracie Gordon will pick it up. And that is her first. Now on the right baseline, a two by Ronkles off the back. Littrell captures it for Green City. The Lady Gophers look around the radio dial. Left side, Embry looks around, fires it in, down low. Turn around two, and in for Tanner Tipton. Off the assist from Mary Watt. Encouraging signs for the Lady Gophers with Embry with seven, Watt and Tipton each with five, and obviously Littrell leading the way with 15. Here's Forst at the top of the key for the Lady Dragons. Throws to the left side for Bryce. Now back up top from a low high is Rucker. Rucker looks at the options as Green City goes with a little man-to-man. Now inside the two. Colliver high off the glass. One more try, and that will go in for Sydney Bryce. The sophomore averages one a game, already doubled that on one bucket. 32-16, Green City. Winner will get either Community or Pilot Grove in the quarterfinal Saturday at Salisbury. Littrell, a nice touch to the rainbow shot for a three. Littrell had a career-high 57 points earlier this year at the Mila quarterfinal invitational. And she gets a block. The other way she goes one on two. And all the way to the rim, and that goes off the bottom. And it's Culliver who grabs the rebounds. Culliver up to Rucker. Now to the left wing. Ronkles to three, and that is going to be Sydney Bryce that grabs the rebound. Now one more try. The two too shy. Culliver literally slows it down. Minute 20 to go here in the quarter. Littrell looking for help from Embry. Gets it on the left side. Embry looks around. Inside high post to Watt. Bounce pass down low to Gracie Gordon. Now a loose ball just to the left of the post will result in a jump belonging to Tina Avalon. 35-16. At the top of the key. Now over left wing. Rucker trying to get it down low. Does on the baseline. Drops one off and a teardropper too shy by Ronkles. And snatched away by Tipton. Right side for Littrell. Littrell sidestep on the three. That was a collegiate shot there by Littrell that just did not fall. And she'll be playing at Truman as she's verbally committed. Top of the key, forced from downtown, cashes in. A needed bucket for the Lady Dragons, and Chloe Forst is on the board. 15 seconds to go in the half. Left side, the two, popped in by Littrell. Littrell, 20 points. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds, tying on Avalon at the top. Have to get it off, and it will be Ronkles from downtown. Got it at the buzzer. 37-22, Green City with the lead after 16 minutes of play. We'll be back on Crest, CentralMoFO.com.
Farmers Bank of Green City, serving the agricultural community for more than 60 years, is an independent and locally owned community bank. Farmers Bank, with locations in Green City and Milan, encourage you to stop in and check out the full line of services available, including agricultural, real estate, and consumer loans, online banking, and mobile banking. Also, be sure to check out their certificate of deposit specials. For the best in hometown-friendly service, call on Farmers Bank of Green City, proud supporters of the Green City Gophers, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Seidenstruckers has been by your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or Seidenstruckers.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Smithfield Fresh Meat Division of Milan is a local pork producer who takes great pride in bringing you good food responsibly. Their employees are actively involved in and live in communities representative several area school districts who oftentimes meet each other on the field. Smithfield Milan reminds everyone that friendly competition is great, but to always remember good sportsmanship. Visit their website at www.smithfield.com/careers for job opportunities. Smithfield Milan, proud to be located in the heart of North Central Missouri.
This winter safety message is brought to you by Sheraton Valley. Don't get caught out in the dark on a cold winter's night without a charged cell phone. Always charge your cell phone before you head out on the road, and always have a car charger with you in the car. Need car charging accessories? Stop into any Sheraton Valley store and get the accessories you need to keep you connected when you need it most. Visit Sheraton Valley online at cvalley.net.
In favor of the Green City Lady Gophers. Let's go ahead and take a look at some of your first half stats. Brooke Littrell with a total of 20 first half points. Mary Watt with a total of 5. Tanner Tipton with 5. And Delaney Embry with a total of 7 for the 37 points. Meanwhile, for Tina Avalon, 22 points there in that first half. Samantha Ronkles leaned away with a total of 7 points. Morgan Brockmeyer with 4. Haley Rucker with 2. Anna Culliver with a total of 4. And Chloe Forst with 3. And that is a 37-22 lead. Again, in favor of the Green City Lady Gophers. We'll talk about some of the halftime adjustments both these two teams need to make next on the Superstation.
Farmers Bank of Green City, serving the agricultural community for more than 60 years, is an independent and locally owned community bank. Farmers Bank, with locations in Green City and Milan, encourage you to stop in and check out the full line of services available, including agricultural, real estate, and consumer loans, online banking, and mobile banking. Also, be sure to check out their certificate of deposit specials. For the best in hometown-friendly service, call on Farmers Bank of Green City, proud supporters of the Green City Gophers, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
The Gophers at the Green City R1 Schools are hard at work this school year. They're busy in the classroom, in athletics, and with so many school activities. For parent resources, job opportunities, student activities, a calendar of events, and a whole lot more, visit Green City R1 Schools online at greencity.k12.mo.us. The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the Green City R1 School District proudly salute their Green City Gophers. Work hard, play hard. We are GC.
Are you just wanting a cremation? Why call the expensive funeral home when you can call a simplified funeral solution? It is the simple and affordable choice for Missouri. Now offering Cremation H2O, also known as water or flameless cremation. Cremation H2O is the gentle and eco-friendly alternative to fire cremation. Call for more information today, 660-265-6255 or check us out on Facebook or online at asimplifiedfuneralsolution.com.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
.37-22 in favor of the Green City Lady Gophers. All right, let's talk a little bit about what potentially the Lady Dragons need to do for this second half. I think you want to continue working on moving the ball. You can do that and especially work on the inside a little bit. Some of the passes are a little forced and there's just simply nothing there, and then it's resulted in a lot of transitional buckets. I thought Tina Avalon played pretty decent defense there for the most part in that half. They just need to get some shots their way. And credit Green City. They've had about as complete of a first half as you can have with not just literal putting up 20 points, but also getting a lot of support scoring. And that's something Cody Moore has mentioned time after time, is he's challenged his team to have multiple players get into double digits scoring-wise, and they do that, they have a good chance of winning this game. And right now they're on track again with Tipton and Watt each having 5, and Embry with 7, and Littrell already having 20. So already a good start for the Lady Gophers, and they are 16 minutes away from getting back to the Class 1 quarterfinals. We will have your second half coming up in 2 minutes on Superstation Crest, and also streaming online at centralmoinfo.com. You're listening to KRES Moberly as it is 8:20.
Smithfield Fresh Meat Division of Milan is a local pork producer who takes great pride in bringing you good food responsibly. Their employees are actively involved in and live in communities representative several area school districts who oftentimes meet each other on the field. Smithfield Milan reminds everyone that friendly competition is great, but to always remember good sportsmanship. Visit their website at www.smithfield.com/careers for job opportunities. Smithfield Milan, proud to be located in the heart of North Central Missouri.
Nemer Telecom is building better broadband because they understand the need for internet technology today and in the future. Internet needs will only increase over time, and Nemer Telecom is prepared. When demand outgrows satellite and wireless internet supplies, Nemer Telecom is ready. How's 100 meg sound? That's their fastest speed now. Plus, their customers get unlimited data, a secure network, and bandwidth to stream video on many devices at the same time. Visit their website, www.nemer.net, and sign up today.
There's an old saying, you get what you pay for, and that's especially true with tires. Let's face it, the box store sells cheap tires. At North Missouri Tire of Macon, Milan, Kirksville, and Unionville, they sell quality tires that last longer at comparable prices. They offer a full selection of tires and services for your auto, farm, and commercial truck provided by experienced, qualified technicians with 24-hour on- or off-the-road service even after the sale. Now that's something the box store can't offer. Visit them online at northmissouritire.com.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds.
Mizzou MAC is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou MAC education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou MAC student today. MACC, the college for you.
...37-22, Green City with the lead over the Tina Avalon Lady Dragons. I'm Scott Lunte, Mark Carter spinning the dials, set the Moberly Motors Sports Desk for us. Zion doing a fabulous job as always. Winner will get either Pilot Grove or Community. In that last check, the Lady Trojans of Community were leading Pilot Grove. A low scoring affair by a score of 15-8. Community is right now the number three ranked team in Class 1 girls. And they actually scored a season high amount against the Pilot Grove Tigers. So we'll be keeping an eye on that. Actually, that game's over on Glory 97.3 for those interested in listening to that. We'll look back and forth from the Superstation or on CentralMoInfo.com. Ben and Austin doing a battle shop as always down there as well. All right, so Green City will start out with the Rock in the second half again. For those just showing us, they are in the road black uniforms, being the bottom part of bracket in an even year, so they're designated as the road team. So with that said, they get the road black uniforms with the gold numbers outlining the numbers on the black jersey. And they're going left to right on your radio dial or your computer or your iHeartRadio app. Happen to be listening to us on there, and there'll be a turnover for Tina Avalon, who's in a home white uniform, top part of bracket in an odd year, so they get to wear the road uniforms. Or to beg your pardon, the home uniforms. And so they wear the home white uniforms with the forest green numbers in the black trim surrounding the numbers. And here's two crashing down low is Hannah Colliver, and that is a go. And here's a alley-oop and down low, and it's deflected out by Avalon. Green City grabs it. Here's Brooke Littrell. Over on the left side, down to the baseline she goes, now in the wing. Back up top, Embry. Right side, Watt. Watt looks around for her options. No need to hustle here if you're the Lady Gophers. Already up by 15, but can't get too comfortable as Tina Avalon draws a turnover. Here is Rucker back out. Coughed up by Rockles, and now they try and get back up top. Now over near wing, Forced. Releases the right elbow three. That is too shy. Tipped in the rebound. Throws it right back in the hands of Colliver. And she'll go to the line for Tina Avalon. That'll be Mary Watts' second foul for Green City. And the free throw coming for Colliver. That's off the front. Colliver is 13 away. Coming into this game, she was 13 away from 900 career points. Her varsity career has a total of 4 tonight, make that 5. So she is right now 8 away from reaching that mark. Tough inside, but shoots good from the post. It's a good rebounder. It also has great timing in regards to her team high, 38 block shots. Here is a turnaround 2 for Littrell. Rolls right. Taken by Brockmeyer. Here is Rucker, point woman for the Lady Dragons. Now over to Runkles. Brockmeyer looks around, wants to drive, can't do so. Inside, looking for a 2. Colliver and deflected out by Lady Gophers is Mary Watt. See a lot of expand zone from the Lady Dragons, as was expected. Now this will go off of the right leg of Littrell, and we'll call a kick ball, and we'll do it again. Neither of this team has made the Show Me Showdown in their school history. Be a bittersweet moment. If these scores were to hold, Community, the Lady Trojans have never made a Show Me Showdown either, so it could be shaping up for a Class 1 quarterfinal where someone will be making their first Show Me Showdown appearance in school history if the two scores hold up. on the right baseline. Mary Watt can't get the two to go, but it's Littrell off the putback. Just to the right of the rim. 39-23. Right side, Runkles. Man-to-man, go to lay, Gophers defensively. Now Runkles, the three, high glass, and taken by Gracie Gordon. Now over to Littrell. G charges up to the right wing like a China Bull. It gets the two, but it's a charge call. Haley Rucker draws it for the Lady Dragons. That'll be the first. That's one of the things Lady Dragons are very capable of doing, is they are great at getting into the lanes, getting set, and drawing charges. Rucker's one of them. Sydney Bryce is actually really good for Lady Dragons at Tyne Avalon and drawing the charge as well. She's had six on the year. Right corner, three for Chloe Forrest. Isn't going to fall. Embry grabs it for Green City. Almost stripped from behind. She keeps control of it. Now Littrell. Lord Embry. Looks. Comes right side Watt. Mary Watt. Dribbles into the arc. Back up top to Tipton. Now over to Embry. Left wing. Now down low. Watt cuts in back door. And swatted away by Colliver. Make that block number 39. So now Embry will take it to the right of the Tyna bucket. Bounce pass tipped in up top. This is Watt. Back to Embry. Releases the left elbow. Three and drains it. Embry with 10. And it's 42-23. Lady Gophers. 4:30 to go third quarter. Baseline. Colliver the two and a travel call. Noah foul. They say it's a block. Mary Watt's third. And the two shots will come up for Colliver, who is one for two in this game tonight. First shot is off the back to the left. Second shot coming on its way, and Colliver nails it. 6 points for the senior. Off the right wing. Here's Watt inside, and no one there. Littrell trying to keep it in, and it will roll out. Back to Lady Dragons. Need to get some offense going. This is a Lady Gopher team that held Brashear to 29 points in their district title win Friday night. Out the left side, and it's taken away by Littrell. With the assist from Watt. Littrell all the way, and taken by Tipton. Now Embry resets for Green City. Now Watt. Littrell to Tipton. Gets a screen through Gordon and the high post. Embry back out to Watt. Embry at the top. Good opportunity for Lady Gophers to work on some potential sets. At the top of key, Littrell looks around. Embry cuts down low. Littrell keeps. To the right side as Tyna goes man-to-man. Embry left side. Now to Littrell. Back to Embry. Box out. In a three. And drops it. Embry's heating up. 3:13 to go. Third quarter. Rucker. Inside, back out to Runkles. Down the right baseline for Brockmeyer. Turn around the two on the hook. Colliver cannot connect. Only 2 points for the Lady Dragons here in this second half. Embry right corner. Now up top, Littrell. Inside, turn around. Watt from the right block. The two doesn't go. Plucks it. To Embry. Now Littrell, right wing, and the three will not go. And now Gordon, and a foul called, and it looks like this will be on the Lady Dragons as it is Brockmeyer. Thought they might have gotten Gordon on an elbow there for a second. That'll be the first. Actually, say it's a floor foul. It's a reach. Littrell, left baseline, double team, outside. Embry, can she do it again from downtown? Yes, she can!
The Lady Embry
three threes in this quarter for Delaney Embry. Green City's doubled up the Lady Dragons. Right side, Rockmeyer. Now down low, Colliver. Now it is back to Ruckles. Or Brockmeyer, check that. Two will fall. Lady Gophers slow it down. Embry at the top. Why? Can she hit her second three? No, she cannot. And it will be Rockmeyer to rebound. And back out to Rucker, and it looks like that behind her, so it will be 10 Avalon ball. Rucker up the floor. Top gets a screen for Brockmeyer, and it's going to be a moving screen by the Lady Dragons. Brockmeyer picks up her second. And so it'll be right side, Brooke Littrell. Inside to Watt. Middle of the paint, back out to Embry. Embry tries to drive in, and a travel call. And now it will be Rucker that grabs it. Across the timeline. Chloe Forrest. Minute 14 to go in the third quarter. Rucker inside to the lane and off the back. Gordon to Littrell across the timeline. 60 seconds to go into third. Bounce pass down low. To Tipton back out. Littrell. Three. Got it.
Three-pointer. Littrell.
25 for the junior. Right side. Rockmeyer, her shot to the left. Littrell, cross court. Embry, in it alone, the layup over. And it is caught by Colliver, and she stepped out when she caught that. So, fresh possession for the Lady Gophers. Embry surveys to Littrell, cutting in, banks it off the window. Seconds. Rucker. Baseline. First shot over the rim. Littrell up the floor. Watt all alone. Missed the layup. Littrell trying to crash in on the rebound. Now it's 1-on-1 the other way. 5 seconds. Here's Ruckles. And tipped out by Watt. 2.4 seconds. Ruckles. Will they get something off before the buzzer? At the top, high post. Brockmeyer releases to two off the front and back, and that will not fall. 53-26, Green City 8 minutes away from their second quarterfinal in 3 years. We'll have the fourth next on Crest.
Farmers Bank of Green City, serving the agricultural community for more than 60 years, is an independent and locally owned community bank. Farmers Bank, with locations in Green City and Milan, encourage you to stop in and check out the full line of services available, including agricultural, real estate, and consumer loans, online banking, and mobile banking. Also, be sure to check out their certificate of deposit specials. For the best in hometown-friendly service, call on Farmers Bank of Green City. Proud supporters of the Green City Gophers, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
Kellen Hatcher, your Sullivan County agent, is a proud supporter of the Green City Gophers.
Lady Gophers are 8 minutes away from a quarterfinal appearance. We'll be taking on either Community or Pilot Grove. And Community leading a close one at last check, 27-26 at half. It'll be time to ball. Rucker, left baseline. Her two and a foul. Will this be two shots coming up? And it will be on Embry. It'll be her first. It'll be on the floor. Here is Brockmeyer. Now for Gordon. Turned over. Up the floor and a travel call on Watt. Recall having a sub for the Lady Gophers at all in this game. We haven't seen Celeste Ethan, who usually comes off the bench. Summer Booty also checks in. It's been all the same starting five for the Lady Gophers. I don't believe they have yet to sub. Literal draws the turnover. They haven't really had to sub either. This bench player's a little rest, and Literal buries the two. She has 29, and Green City is 1 point away from stretching this to a running clock. Baseline, the two. Colorado not going to get it. And this will go on Tanner Tipton. And it will be Colorado shooting two. First one in. Again, this Lady Dragon team making their first sectional appearance in 25 years. They've had some players contact them from that 1994 district title team, send some best wishes and their congratulations on ending that very long drought. And they draw a turnover. Here's Haley Rucker down to the baseline, the two, and she'll go shoot two. Dana Henson mentioned that it's one of the more unselfish groups he has ever coached. And he coached for about 14 years down at Harrisburg and then got into education a little more as an assistant principal for 19 years. His first shot will fall for Haley Rucker. Performed very well in the conference this year. One of her featured blemishes actually came to Norburn, a team Green City faced the last 2 years in sectional play. And those two teams split. Norburn actually fell in the district title game to Wellington Napoleon. And it would not be a team Green City would face until the state semifinals if they were to get that far. Cody Moore, not a fan of what's going on here, calls a 30-second timeout with a 6:29 to go here in the fourth quarter. And while we have a moment, I'd like to remind you that taking responsibility for teaching students that any competition, no matter what it is, must be played within the rules. Officials of any game or contest are never given enough thanks for the efforts of the officials amount for the fairness of competition. To our Missouri high school officials, thank you for a job well done. It's a message brought to you by your friends at Missouri State High School Activities Association and also Alpha Media. Both officiating crews actually doing a pretty good job here in this sectional, as to be expected. At the end of the year, regular season-wise, all the officials are graded based on their performance of how they did all year. And the better officials get the better assignments, especially down the road, and whoever is best ranked throughout the state this entire year, they get to go to Show Me Showdown in Springfield. So officiating has been very clean here tonight in the sectional, says Travels Called by Green City. We've gotten a little sloppy here, especially in the past 4 or so minutes. They were on the verge of setting a running clock, and then they've been playing like in the aspects, and I know they sort of already do, but they're sort of playing like they have this game in bag, and albeit they are very close to doing just that, but that's not ideal to go in the mindset with having some silly habits that are absolutely something you can clean up, especially if you're taking on a team like Pilot Grove or Green or Community in a quarterfinal, because those two teams play hard from start to finish, and that would be one thing. If you're the Lady Gophers, you want to continue to work on. They have been playing hard. Lost a little step here in the final, in these final 3 minutes here. Littrell, right block, her two, does go. Gordon, the rebound. That's too shy. Now Watt, back out to the top. Embry, can she do another three? That's off the front. And now Carnage down low, and it will be a foul on Littrell. That's her second. She might have bumped her head there for a moment. She's holding the top, and looks like she'll be all right. So Colliver will shoot free throws again. She has made her last three. Front end of a 1-on-1 will not go. Gordon grabs it. Left side for Embry. Littrell clapping for it, wants it, releases it, and it's blocked by Brockmeyer. Colliver, out of force. 55-32, 4:50 to go in the fourth. Littrell draws a turnover, lost control of it, almost goes into the Santa Avalon bench. And now it is a force, bounce pass over to Rucker. Rucker at the top of the key. It's a screen, now dishes one right high post for Bruckmeyer, and Littrell snatches it. Has two around her, and now they go press, and getting bumping her was forced. That'll be the first for the senior. Embry looks around, gives it to Littrell, almost taken away by Samantha Runkles. Top of key she goes, now left side. Truman commit from the left elbow. Waits for the Green City offense to set. Here's Tipton. Now to Embry from the right elbow. Inside. Gordon for two. Back out Embry. Now to Watt. To Embry. Wants to go inside. Nothing there. Resets for Tipton. Now Littrell. Littrell attacks. Spins for two. Now three and in.
Littrell.
And Littrell has 31. Timeout called, the 32nd by Dana Hansen. And the 10 Avalon Lady Dragons with a 3:59 to go in the fourth. So it's looking like the Lady Dragon season coming to closes. We'll see Sydney Bryce and Reagan Haynes both checking in for the Lady Dragons. And on that note, it's actually really nice to see Reagan Haynes check in for the Lady Dragons. If you haven't heard, the freshman, she had a late start this year. She was in an ATV accident, which fractured her ribs, and she had some internal injuries to go in that ATV accident. So she has been slowly recovering from that all year long, and now she gets to play here in this final 4 minutes. Remarkable recovery for the 5'5 freshman. And certainly glad to see she is on the floor getting to play some varsity hoops and be a part of this magical run that the Lady Dragons have had. Here's Sydney Bryce. Now to Forrest for the Lady Dragons. Back to the right wing for Bryce. Inside. Look for a turnaround two was Culliver, but a pushing foul prior to that, so it'll result in a 1-on-1 coming. That's the third one for Tanner Tipton. Colliver will shoot the first on a 1-on-1. Drains it.
Substitution in for Green City, number 11, Summer Foodie.
Now Summer Foodie comes into the game. That's the first substitution for the Lady Gophers in this game. And Gracie Gordon gets a high five from the bench. Wonder if we'll be seeing likes of Ellie Schoonover, Summer Foodie, Celeste Ethan, all check in. As the second will go for Colliver. and she's made her last six. Embry from the right elbow, down low, tipped in, turn around, two, got it, and one coming up. Tipton has seven. Reagan Haynes picks up the foul. Tipton will hit the end one on its way off the back. Taken by Watt. Now Littrell. Around to the right wing. Booty. Looks. Now over to Grace Gordon. Back up top. Booty now to Littrell. Down low, wide open. Tipped an easy layup.
Tipton,
61-34. Right elbow. Bryce. Now the Gopher student section doing the tomahawk. Not really sure what that's all about, but interesting. So that's Nathan into the game. Dylan Ambry checks out. The Gophers are a rowdy bunch. They'll be looking to head to the Show Me Showdown for the first in school history. Brooke Littrell checks out. She will finish with 31 points as Hallie Schoonover checks in. Green City baseball team got the Gophers their first state appearance in 23 years this past May. You know, healthy amount of those baseball players watching the Lady Gophers tonight as we see Maya Murphy into the game now for Mary Watt. And she gets a standing ovation and a hug from Embry and Littrell and Gordon. So tipped in the lone starter out there, and she will probably finish the game, I'd imagine, as she's not going to go. But her route, the Gophers finished third place in that baseball championships. Beat a Walnut Grove in the third place game. They will definitely be a force to reckon with this upcoming screen as Hannah Colliver's pass goes over. See Bronkles come in. As the two seniors, Anna Colliver and Chloe Forst, check out. They get a standing ovation for the Lady Dragons. Colliver is going to come three shy from 900 career points. At the top, Watt, Murphy. Trying to go down low for Tipton. Now for Murphy again. And they dance around for Schoonover. And you can just feel this Lady Gopher fan base is going to just go ruckus if one of these second stringers can get a bucket out and take a tumble as Booty. Travel call. Timeout, and it is, it looks like someone bleeding. It is Bryce, so it's an injury timeout, so she has to come out. So Forrest has to come back in, so her high school career does not quite come to an end. She'll get that cleaned up as Brockmeyer will take it now on the right elbow, and a 3-point try will knock over Bronkles. And six to go. So will it be Pilot Grove or Community in the quarterfinal? Turn around. The two is not going to go. Three CAC teams won district championships on the girls' side. For those counting as a substitute, a timeout called by Cody Moore to get a substitution for Tanner Tipton. She gets a hug from Brooke Littrell. Union Pilot Grove taking on each other right now, and the Lady Cats of Cairo will play in a sectional game tomorrow down in Jefferson City against Eugene. It's already one Tri-County team in the quarterfinal. That was Lynn County Mustangs. Trying to get the second in. Back out top. Down low for Hallie Schoonover, and the celebration already underway with the Lady Gopher fan base with 23 seconds to go. Left elbow, 3 for force, goes off the back. That's going to do it. One final inbound for Green City. Tana Avalon took a 2-0 lead at the very beginning of the game, but all Green City since. Their second quarterfinal in 3 years. The Lady Gophers are off to Salisbury, 61-37 to final. We'll be back with postgame on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
There's an old saying, you get what you pay for, and that's especially true with tires. Let's face it, the box store sells cheap tires. At North Missouri Tire of Macon, Milan, Kirksville, and Unionville, they sell quality tires that last longer at comparable prices. They offer a full selection of tires and services for your auto, farm, and commercial truck provided by experienced, qualified technicians with 24-hour on- or off-the-road service even after the sale. Now that's something the box store can't offer. Visit them online at NorthMissouriTire.com.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Glenn Simmons and Dr. Marcia Fowler are proud to support the Gopher teams. They take pride in the growing Green City community, which has added a new law firm, a community museum with a new 36-foot by 16-foot cattle mural by local artist Joyce Ayers, which will be going up in 2019 to complement the arts incubator where local artists display their works, a bakery for tasty treats, and a sewing machine repair shop. With a good mayor, Charity Taylor, and city council, Green City is a good place to live and to have a business.
Smithfield Fresh Meat Division of Milan is a local pork producer who takes great pride in bringing you good food responsibly. Their employees are actively involved in and live in communities representative several area school districts who oftentimes meet each other on the field. Smithfield Milan reminds everyone that friendly competition is great, but to always remember good sportsmanship. Visit their website at www.smithfield.com/careers for job opportunities. Smithfield Milan, proud to be located in the heart of North Central Missouri.
Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this Green City Tana Avalon Class 1 sectional possible. That would include Green City R1 schools. Glenn Simmons and Dr. Marsha Fowler Simmons, both of Green City. Smithfield Fresh Meat Division of Milan, Rushmeyer Funeral Home of Browning, Milan, and Green City. Farm Bureau agent Kellen Hetcher of Sullivan County, Farmers Bank of Green City and Milan, a simplified funeral solution of Greencastle. Nemer Telecom, internet service provider, North Missouri Tire of Milan, Macon, Kirksville, and Unionville, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online, Samaritan Hospital of Macon, and Seidenstricker's, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. We're going to give Delaney Embry our outstanding player of the game today, especially nailing 4 triples there in that second half to pull away from Tana Avalon. She finished with 16 points. It's just brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, Shipping Agency, for all your insurance needs, all home, life, and more. We'll take a break on CrestCentralMoInfo.com. We'll try and catch up with Cody Moore or Dana Henson, Green City or Tana Avalon coach, respectively. And we'll be back in 2 minutes.
There's an old saying, you get what you pay for, and that's especially true with tires. Let's face it, the box store sells cheap tires. At North Missouri Tire of Macon, Milan, Kirksville, and Unionville, they sell quality tires that last longer at comparable prices. They offer a full selection of tires and services for your auto, farm, and commercial truck provided by experienced qualified technicians with 24-hour on- or off-the-road service even after the sale. Now that's something the box store can't offer. Visit them online at northmissouritire.com.
The loss of a loved one is often a devastating experience for a family. You can relieve some of the stress that a family experiences by stopping by Rushmeyer Funeral Home with chapels in Green City, Milan, and Browning, and let the Rushmeyer family know what your wishes are. They provide a place to cry, to laugh, and most importantly, the opportunity to begin the healing process that follows the loss of a loved one. Whether it's a traditional or unique service, Rushmeyer Funeral Home will guide you through the process. You can trust the Rushmeyer family to serve your family.
Are you just wanting a cremation? Why call the expensive funeral home when you can call a simplified funeral solution? It is the simple and affordable choice for Missouri. Now offering Cremation H2O, also known as water or flameless cremation. Cremation H2O is the gentle and eco-friendly alternative to fire cremation. Call for more information today, 660-265-6425, or check us out on Facebook or online at asimplifiedfuneralsolution.com.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at columbiaorthogroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Yeah. All right. Here on CrestCentralMoInfo.com, starting to wind things down. Green City Lady Gopher coach Cody Moore joining us here after a 61-37 victory. Coach, I thought your defense played exceptionally well once again. What did you see that gave kind of Avalon fits?
Yeah, I think once again, like you said, I mean, our defense showed up tonight. I think we gave up, I just looked at the book, 11-11 in the first two quarters, 11 in each. And I think the difference maker was really we came out and gave up 4 points in the third quarter, outscored them 4-16, I believe it was. So I think that was a huge turning point. You know, I told the girls, I said, if we can give them one more quarter here, give them one more shot, I think we'll be in good shape. So girls stepped up and executed on the defensive end.
All right, so you've mentioned to me before, it's always a goal for someone, aside for Brooke, to get into double digits. You want to have two. You got one in Delaney Embry. She got really hot there, especially in that third quarter. What was really working for her, especially outside, that really put this game away?
Well, you know, that she's a girl that has the shot. I mean, it hasn't always been there consistently this year, but, I mean, she gets in the gym, she gets shots up. She's a good shooter. Like I said, it hasn't always translated into the game, so tonight it was just one of those things where she found a rhythm and got hot. And that's what I've told her all year. I said, you're a shooter. You got to keep shooting. No matter how many missed, you've got to shoot the basketball. And she did that tonight, and she found her rhythm. And whenever she finds it, she's tough to stop. She did an excellent job stepping up for us. I think I had Tanner Tipton. Maybe she had nine, too.
She had nine, yeah.
So she was right there with her. I don't know if she missed too many. She did an excellent job as well. So,
what was the key to her success tonight?
Just getting in the right spots. Getting in the right spots, had some easy dump-off passes for some easy shots, and she finished, you know. That's what I tell my two post players, I say, whenever you get those easy ones, you've got to finish them. And Tanner did an excellent job of that tonight for us.
Lady Gopher coach Cody Moore joining us here on CrestCentralMoInfo.com. It's a pretty complete performance overall. If you had to be nitpicky, what would you want to improve on prior to the quarterfinal Saturday?
Down the stretch, I thought we got a little sloppy. I mean, obviously the lead kind of extended there a little bit, so that's to be expected. But I don't like that when we take breaks. So I think there in the toward the end of the third quarter, maybe start of the fourth, we just got a little sloppy, turned it over too many times. So, you know, in those close ball games, you gotta clean those things up. And that's something we'll work on and we'll get better at, and we'll be ready to go for Saturday.
Right now, Community is leading Pilot Grove by 15 to start the fourth. So if the score holds, it's looking like you're going to get the number three team in Class 1 in your quarterfinal. Have you gotten to learn anything about them, or what kind of game will we expect Saturday?
Well, you know, that's one thing. I wanted to get this one first, obviously, before we look forward. So I've done my homework in getting some contacts. I know I can get some footage and start to learn some more about them. We'll start doing that tomorrow. But I have not watched any film on them. Didn't do me any good to watch any film on them until I got through tonight. So we got through tonight, so we'll go back to work tomorrow, go to the drawing board and see what they've got and try to come up with a game plan to be successful on Saturday.
Lady Gopher coach Cody Moore joining us here on the Superstation. Congrats, coach. We'll see you Saturday at Salisbury.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem. Lady Gopher coach Cody Moore joining us here on Press Second quarterfinal in 3 years for the Lady Gophers. We'll take one final break on 104.7.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
Kellen Hatcher, your Sullivan County agent, is a proud supporter of the Green City Gophers.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Farmers Bank of Green City, serving the agricultural community for more than 60 years, is an independent and locally owned community bank. Farmers Bank, with locations in Green City and Milan, encourage you to stop in and check out the full line of services available, including agricultural, real estate, and consumer loans, online banking, and mobile banking. Also, be sure to check out their certificate of deposit specials. For the best in hometown-friendly service, call on Farmers Bank of Green City. Proud supporters of the Green City Gophers, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. The loss of a loved one is often a devastating experience for a family. You can relieve some of the stress that a family experiences by stopping by Rushmeyer Funeral Home with chapels in Green City, Milan, and Browning, and let the Rushmeyer family know what your wishes are. They provide a place to cry, to laugh, and most importantly, the opportunity to begin the healing process that follows the loss of a loved one. Whether it's a traditional or unique service, Rushmeyer Funeral Home will guide you through the process. You can trust the Rushmeyer family to serve your family.
Final segment here on Crest Central, MelloInfo.com. And Tanya Avalon, Santa Hansen, kind enough to join us to talk a little bit about tonight's performance. Coach, I know it's not the season, or not the game you want to end on, obviously, but nevertheless, just take me through your perspective first off, how you thought the game went.
Well, we started out the first part of the game, really not executing like we're capable of executing. They pressed us a little bit, and we were handling their press. We got a lot of easy baskets off, and then when they took it off, we had trouble in the half-court area running any kind of offense. So we seemed a bit confused, and we shouldn't have been, but you know, we're still a fairly young team, even though we have two seniors.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned about just having – you have the three sophomores that will all be coming back in Rucker, Brockmeyer as well, and also Bronkles, and you also got a couple of key ones. So how would you evaluate your sophomores' performances today?
Well, I think it was definitely a learning experience for us. Last year, a couple of them were thrust into a starting role they didn't plan on being in. They gained a lot of experience last year, and this season they gained a little more, especially being able to go to postseason after winning district. That was huge for our school and huge for these kids. We had a goal set to win district. It's been 25 years since Tyne Avalon had won a district, and we did that. The only other one we couldn't accomplish, and that was because of the weather. We wanted to win 20 games.
Yes.
But we had 22 games played, so it's kind of tough to win 20 games if you don't play, you know, as often as you can.
Well, it keeps the win percentage up, at least. That's one way to look at it. So with that said, you mentioned this is Tyne Avalon's first sectional appearance in 25 years, and just tell me just where this team was. You guys had a very good year last year as well. Tell me kind of just where this team was from last year and gotten to this point, and how much that district title meant for especially these younger girls moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially for my seniors. This is the third year I've been there. Seniors, when they were sophomores, ended up season with so that paid off. We went 15-11 last year. This year we finished with 17-5 record, and you know, they have a lot to be proud of. They've worked hard. The seniors have worked hard, and I look forward to working with this group next year and keep bringing them along.
All right, time to have along Coach Dana Hansen joining us here on CrestCentralMoFo.com. Coach, appreciate the time, as always, and congratulations on the first district championship in 25 years for Town of Avalon.
And it's only been 26 for me. Because it's
hopefully more.
I was at Harrisburg last time I had a district champion but be able to help these young ladies accomplish that goal is awesome, and I can't say enough about them. So thank you for the coverage.
Thanks, Coach. Yeah. Catch up soon. That's Town of Avalon Coach Dana Hansen joining us here, and that's going to wrap things up from Chillicothe High School. Big thanks to Mark Carter for spinning the dials back at the Moberly Motorsports S, and thanks to you for joining us here tonight. So, for Mark Carter, I'm Scott Luntze. Good night from Chillicothe High. All right, you there?
You've just heard another reason why Kress is your all-American sports voice. For the best in sports in any season, dial 1047 All-American Kress.